All right, Darren, your thoughts after that?
First of all, I suppose everyone automatically looks at the Centenhof and probably think you should, at 1-0 in front, you probably should go on to win the game. We've all been in the game long enough, me included. Sometimes the Centenhof can go against you, and it certainly went against us. It gave them a wee bit of a lift that they didn't really have. And then, obviously, they get themselves back into the game, and then the game flips in his head. We are very, very good for the last 20, 25 minutes of the game. And unfortunately, on another day, you know, we should score. The chance we create inside the six-yard box, free header, we should score. There's no question about that. The save is absolutely as good a save as I've seen in a long time, because Connor catches it really, really well. And to be fair to the keeper, he gets across and big, strong hand to get it up over the crossbar from that angle. So here, look, we're 9 games in. We've lost 1 game. So I'm immensely proud of them. It's been hugely difficult for them, you know, so I'm immensely proud of them. Again, they've reacted to the goal, and they've created a few opportunities, and unfortunately, as I say, on another day one goes in, but today it didn't happen.
Yeah. After the Bray game, you said you would kind of assess things after tonight's match, because that brings an end to the first series of fixtures, Darren. That's 9 games played. So as you say, you're in a good position. You take that at the start of the campaign.
Yeah, I think we went level in points for Cork and with every game later on this evening. So to be 9 games in and be sitting joint tops, massive, you know. And again, I would be in the wrong place if I was going to be critical of them at any stage. I think they've been magnificent. Bar 20 minutes at Longford, I said into them in there, bar the first 20 minutes at Longford, I thought to myself, what am I doing back in a dugout? From then on, they've been competitive in every game, and that's all I've wanted. And I said to them, the disappointment that comes around the ground sometimes is because they have raised expectations. Nobody else, they're the ones that have raised the expectations. So what they now have to learn to do is build on that. And that will be the big challenge, because after the first round of games, all the teams sort of get the feel for each other. So we won't be the surprise package. Everyone knows about our players and knows how we play. So the next 9 will be even more difficult. And but it's a challenge in there that I know they're looking forward to. We started with 3 away games, which is going to be a testing challenge mentally and physically. Away to Athlone, away to Cove, and away to Cork. I suppose if you wanted 3 away games, they wouldn't have been the 3 you picked, but that's just the way the fixtures have popped themselves up. So
yeah, it's going to be interesting, because you did say at the weekend as well, there are no Galways there this year, there's no Waterfords. In other words, there's nobody running away with things, Darren. Harps are well able to compete with the best in this league, and perhaps you may consider yourselves one of the best in this league.
Well, we've certainly been able to compete, and that's hugely important. And I did say that, you know, there's no team has run away with it. The amount of draws in the first series of the 9 games across all the teams just tells you how competitive the league is. So for us to be sitting where we are, yes, I'm immensely proud. I'm probably, for the first time, think, do you know what? Yeah, we've done well. It's how we back that up, and that's what we need to do.
Right, and just finally, the fact that the game was brought forward to 5 o'clock this evening didn't really help things in terms of the attendance, Darren, but how did that impact on the players and your own match preparations?
Look, I think it's just one of those things. Look, it's been well documented, and I don't think we do enough of it as a group, and we need to do more in the fact that we need a new stadium, you know, and there's no point talking any different. That's what we need, you know. We've had problems with the floodlights all year, you know. The team of people and the amount of work that has gone in to get the games on in the evening time with the lights is astonishing. You know, we had Rory Wright drove from Ballybuffet to Belfast to get bulbs, and then when we arrived back, we weren't the right bulbs. Mm-hmm. We thought they were, but they weren't. So that shows you the type of commitment that's going in at the football club to just try and get a home game on.
You didn't send them back then and get the right bulbs.
The boy that they must have been talking to, he mustn't have picked it up anyway, because he says, no, we sent pictures and sent details and barcodes, and he was, no, I definitely have them. So Rory had a journey the whole way to Belfast and back, and when we got back into the ground, the bulbs didn't fit the light. So it was then a scenario of, we talked about a Sunday, but then we have players away. We talked about a Saturday, but players have to take Fridays off work, so they're working Saturdays. And it was just, in the end, it was this was the only time. Look, huge credit to UCD and William as well, and their players and staff and committee and the people down there, because they could have quite easily said no.
Yeah.
But they were fully agreeing, and you know, for that, I'd like to thank them. I'm sure it was a wee bit of a hindrance for them as well, but look, fair play to them, and I think that's another thing about the First Division. A lot of the clubs are trying to help each other out, but in our case, the ground is, as I said, I played in this ground for Glenavon in a friendly in 1998 or something. 1999, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
It's got 30, nearly 30 years older, 20 whatever. The ground's got 30 years older and with nothing to be done. So it's like all things in life. I was a spring chicken 20-year-old there, and I'm now 50. I've changed too. So unfortunately, the ground is you know, it's playing its part now. You know, we've had other issues with the ground. You know, we've had some weeks where we're unable to get hot water, and Aidan Campbell's running about trying to get an electrician to get the pump fixed to get the water for things. So there's so much, and we need to come together, and we need to you know, try and get the backing of the local councillors, and we need people on side, and we need to push over the line. It's been too long, and you know, if there was anything to come out of my tenure at Finn Harps, I would want to see the ground being started, because I think the people of this town and the people of this football club deserve it, and for too long we don't talk enough about it, and I think it's now time where we need to speak up and be honest.